till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
Cha-cha-cha. It's Till There Was You from 1963-1964. What's up with these new Beatles CDs with these little burn, these little second burns at the end of it? And I don't like that. Anyway, time travels here with you until 7 p.m. I'm doing 50 Beatles songs. We're on number 27. Number 28. Yeah. Anyway, this is from 1964. This is a cover. The Beatles did quite a few covers back in the early 60s. They, did, of course, played in a cave for years and years and years. And then they came out of the cave after getting all amped up on amphetamines and booze. And they were all ready. They were ready. They played for years and years and years. And then they, bam, first album, second album, third album, then rest was history. It was like a comet streaking through the sky. Never be Beatlemania again. There's never anything like it, and there never will be anything like it again, even though I wasn't around for it. It was gone by the time I was born. But anyway, I read about it. I saw it on television. At least I researched it. Anyway, the next one's money. It's about money. It's by money. It's for money. It's money. And then I'm going to do some stuff from Help from 1965. That's the plan. That's the plan. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. I don't like how that starts. I really don't. I'm gonna try it again. I'm gonna get a better start for you. Let's see. Second album. Let's try this. Better? See, that's nice. That's nice. Now I'm gonna talk through the beginning of the intro. It's money, time travel.
Give me a
doesn't want money? I certainly do. I'm going to play you, before I jump to the Help album from 1965, three cuts from that, I'm going to play you the very first single from the Beatles. Back then, it was pretty cool. I mean, they'd throw out records left and right, and they didn't really have lead singles. They just, like, sometimes they would just have the whole album. Like, with the Beatles, they didn't really promote anything off it. They just threw the album out there and, like, buy it. That's it. Buy it. But I'd say the single off of Please Please Me was Please Please Me. And this one, of course. I stayed up all night. I have to tell you a little intro here. I stayed up all night watching MTV because they're like, there's going to be new Beatles. There's going to be a new Beatles. It's going to be a world premiere. And they were promoting it like left and right. This was like 1985, maybe. No, let me think. It was even before that. It was 82. I think it was 82. And they were promoting this song. They're going to do a video release of a new Beatles song, right? And I didn't know, you know, I thought maybe the Beatles throw out a song or something, but no, it was basically just a video version of this song. I stayed up until like 10 or 11 o'clock at night to watch it because MTV made a big to-do about it. But I was like, what, that's it? It was like 2 minutes and 21 seconds, done. It's like I waited all week for this, and then I watched it on MTV, and I'm like, that's it? Anyway, it was a bunch of video clips to this song, Love Me Do. Love Me Do. Love Me Do. Single first released October 5th, 1962.
Love, love me do. Love me do, oh, love me do. Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please, love me do.
I never really understood what that phrase meant. I still don't. Love me do. I love you. I'll always be true. So please love me do. It's like do you love me, pretty much, or love me too. I think it would have been better as love me too. Love me too. Oh yeah, love me too. Yes, love me too. Oh, love me too.
Ticket to ride.
me too. Oh, love me too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think we've heard Ringo yet. Let's hear Ringo now.
I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies. Then I'll know that you will plainly see biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. Play the part and I won't need rehearsing. All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. The biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
There it is. We heard from Ringo. He sang Yellow Submarine earlier. I don't know. Must have been losing my mind. We're on like number 31, number 32, whatever. I'm going to play at least 50 Beatles songs, and then I'm going to give you a little time travel show where I jump around from time to time and I play the hits. We're going to go to 1991 and a few other places today. That's it. That's my little tease. Spoiler alert, 1991, so you might hear some hip-hop, maybe some Nirvana, things of that nature. Beatles are great. I love the Beatles. It was one of my favorite bands, still one of my favorite bands. Growing up, my mom had them all on vinyl, and I used to listen to them over and over again. And there really isn't a bad Beatles song. There's a few that annoy me. A few annoy me a lot. You know, like Michelle, I never really liked that much. I don't know. Maybe just because it gets a little French or whatever. So I'm not going to play that. Unless somebody wants to hear it, I'll play it. I got a couple more requests coming up. But this is probably one of my favorite periods, too. I love all the Beatles. Like I said, not a huge, huge fan of Let It Be album, like on the whole. But around this time, like Hard Day's Night and Help, you know, they're really kind of just churning out hit after hit. And a lot of good stuff in there. A lot of great writing, too, by Lennon McCartney and George Harrison. And Ringo gets to sing at least once an album. He used to get up and, you know, after having a smoke, and he's like, can I sing one, boys? How's that for my Ringo? It sounded like Jimmy Stewart, actually. Let me try that again. Can I sing one, boys? Actually, that doesn't sound anything like Ringo. Make a song about a band that's sad and lonely. All I gotta do is act naturally. Love me do. Love me too. I think it should be love me too. I don't know. What do I know? They had George Martin. They didn't need me. Anyway, time travel here with you till 7. Here's some more Beatles. This one's from Help, because that's what I said I was doing. Help. Once I wrote on a math test, Help, and I wrote all the lyrics to Help. And my math teacher failed me. I put zero at the top of it. I hadn't studied for the exam. And she thought I was crazy. And I ended up getting an A one semester, an F the next, and then an A minus, and then an F again with a C for the year. And she's like, I don't understand you. She's like, you know how to do the work, and sometimes you don't do it. And I said, well, that's part of the tragedy of Chris Earle, the mystery of Chris Earle. I should just call the show The Mystery of Chris Earle. I think I'll do that for 2019, The Mystery of Chris Earle, such as, when will he play another Beatles song?
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say,
tax season's coming. Might as well play this one from Revolver. I'm going to play a couple from Revolver. And then, I don't know, I'm going to play a couple requests. It's all Beatles. Got about 19 more to go. Something like that. I stopped counting. I'll make it to at least 50. Don't you worry. Hold your horses there, kid. Tax time's coming up. Everybody owes money, even if you're not working. All of a sudden, you owe money. Unless, of course, you're one of those crackheads that gets free health care and somehow money is sent to you. I don't know how that works, but certainly not working on my end. I should start, just applying for all kinds of help. Like, I have this lowly radio show in Tufts at the Freeform Station, the Tufts High on top of Tufts Curtis Hall, this campus here. You know, maybe I should just, I don't know what I'm doing, send something in and say, come on, help me. I should play Help. That's a good song. Actually, know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play this. It's about weed.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus.
I don't like that one. It's too long. I'm going to play this one about alcohol versus weed.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I guess they don't throw crack cocaine in there, just alcohol and marijuana. Those are the two choices. And they should throw women on there, relationships, men. They're all drugs of choice, aren't they? I don't know. We're not going to get into any philosophical discussion, mostly because I'm sitting here alone in a studio. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. This next one goes out to my 8th grade math teacher, Mrs. McNamara. I hope she's dead. If she's not dead, this is for her. That wasn't very nice, was it? Anyway, she didn't help me, and she didn't like the Beatles either. Anyway, it's help.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
A lot of you may be thinking, okay, so it's the Beatles. You know, you're playing 50 songs of the Beatles. You're at like number 32 or 33. And you're probably saying, where's Sgt. Pepper? Where's Sgt. Pepper? You've been playing all these songs. You haven't played any Sgt. Pepper. Maybe the best album, not only by the Beatles, but the best album of all time. And you haven't played any Sgt. Pepper. What is wrong with you? Well, the answer is I'm playing it now.
Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but the guy would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. What do I do when my love is away?
We're doing Sergeant Pepper right now. It is Time Travel with Chris Earle. This is number 37. I'm playing you 50 Beatles songs.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Lucy. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope.
wasn't born when this came out, but everybody I talked to that's older than me said when this came out, people were just amazed by it. And you listen to it, it's so layered, it's just amazing. I'm playing it in a row right now, and I play Getting Better. And then two more, and then we'll go to something else.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
Great. I love that song. I love this whole album. My mom had it on vinyl, and I just remember looking at it, and I was just like, wow, this is cool. It had all these little paper guys. It had, you know, John Lennon had his fingers down his pants at one point. I'm like, what is he doing? And his weird mustache, and it was like, wait a second, the Beatles are next to them in the photo. What are they doing? What is going on? It was just all the stars and stuff. Like, the cover was crazy, and the inside was crazy, and you know, people listened to the headphones, it was crazy. Listening to it regular was crazy. It was just crazy. People use that word too much. I use that word too much, but it was. It was crazy. It was recorded in 1966, released in May of 1967, considered one of the best albums of all time, if not the best Beatles album, one of the best albums of all time. Concept album where they're the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. They're not the Beatles anymore. And just like how Garth Brooks became that Chris guy, that weird Chris guy. I didn't understand that. But the Beatles became Sgt. Pepper. And then Garth Brooks, you know, he had a whole bunch of money and he wanted to make more. So he did this Chris Gaines guy who was like a rock star or something. And I'm like, wait a second, he's still a country hick. Didn't fool me. Just like, but Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band fooled me. I'm like, who's the Beatles? Where'd they go? What are they doing hiding behind these loud suits and mustaches and all kinds of crazy stuff? I'd love to play the whole album, but I'm not going to. I'm going to play two more for you. I love Getting Better. I love this whole album. The Within You Without You is kind of like creepy to me in a way, but, you know, George Harrison was one of his big hits. But the two, Getting Better, one of my favorites, and Fixing a Hole, and just so good. I can go on. I can wax poetic about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band forever, but I'm going to play the last two tracks, and then we'll move on to some more Beatles from some other eras here. on Time Travel with Chris Earle, and I'm here again with you until 7 p.m. We may go a little over the 5 o'clock mark to get our 50 Beatles songs in, but I got to play these last two for you, two of my favorite Beatles songs of all time, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Reprise, and of course, Day in the Life.
I read all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the album.
There we go, that's number 40. And this one doesn't count because it's right at the end of Sgt. Pepper. It's just like, what is going on? Those Beatles. Anyway, the next song and the next album that I'm going to play clips from is Magical Mystery Tour. A horrible movie. Well, weird movie. Help was much, much better. Great movie. Hard Day's Night's fantastic movie. But Magical Mystery Tour, kind of a dud. But there were some good tunes in it. And this was the first CD I had bought from Leechmere. Oh, actually, no. The first CD I bought was the Beastie Boys from Leechmere. However, this was the first CD. Well, I shouldn't even say CD. This was the album that I had on when I lost my virginity. And this was the song. It was Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles. What did you lose your virginity to? Mine was Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles. A little TMI here for you on Time Travel with Chris Earle. However, Chris Earle is in the title of the show. Why are you listening? Yep. I lasted about 35 seconds. Actually, I didn't. I lasted the length of this song. Into the next one, and maybe one more. Yeah.
I'm Ringo, and I play the drums.
I'm Paul, and I play the bass.
I'm George, and I play a guitar.
I'm John, and I too play a guitar. Sometimes I play the fool.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
WMFO Medford.
All right, so I've been playing all Beatles tunes for you. I'm playing 50 Beatles songs. It's the anniversary of their last time together performing live. That was on top of the rooftop on 3 Savile Road in London at Abbey Road Studios. The Beatles and Billy Preston got together and did an impromptu 42-minute concert. So anyway, I was going to play 50 songs. I'm on number 43 for you. I'm going to play some time travel for you today, too, and we're going to jump around from time to time. We're getting up to the last few, and I'm going to play snippets from... Well, they're not snippets. They're full songs, but they're snippets of songs. They never fully completed them, but... You have this whole hodgepodge of great tunes at the very end of Abbey Road. So I'm going to play Octopus's Garden, and I'm going to play the very end of Abbey Road for you and bring us up to 50 songs by the Beatles. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO in Medford. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. Thank you for listening once again to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, now in its 11th year.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in
knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Me and Weston lost at sleeps in the park, shapes in the dark, trying to save paper. She's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the queen. Only place that he's ever been. Always shouts out something.